There is a biblical prohibition in the Torah, lo sirtzach, not to murder. And if one murders, there will be capital punishment, yichayev misa. Today we don't have any onshin anyway, but it's certainly an issur ritzicha, and you would be onshin if they had a Sanhedrin. However, Chazal tell us, what about the question of hahorig treifa? Let's assume for our purposes, treifa, someone who won't live for more than a year. Obviously, you never know for sure, but that's what the doctors tell us. So Chazal tell us, if you hahorig treifa, you putter from misa. If someone kills a treifa, someone who's going to die within the year, there is no capital punishment. That is clear. The question is it an issur ritzicha or not? I mean, is it mutter? Is it still a biblical prohibition? So the Briska Rav on the Rambam and other Mefarshim say, no, what the pshat is, no, it's an issur ritzicha. It's no different than a Adam, who's not a treifa. The only difference is the onshin, and therefore it's an issur ritzicha without, some also might discuss by abortion as well. It's according to Rav Moshe that abortion is an issur ritzicha, so it could be an issur ritzicha without the onion. So that's how the Briska Rav learns. Other Mefarshim, based on Lashonis in the Rambam, Rav Zalman, Nechemya Goldberg, and others, that it's not ritzicha at all. That the Rambam, apparently by other cases, mentions the word ritzicha when you're killing other people, but when it comes to a horeg treifa, he doesn't use the word ritzicha, which leads these opinions to conclude that there's no issur ritzicha. So either clearly killing a treifa, there's no onish. We don't have onshin anyway, but in theory there wouldn't be. And there's a further debate whether there's an issur ritzicha. Now, so according to the school of thought that there's no issur ritzicha, so is it mutter? Can I just go ahead and kill a treifa? Don't know, of course not. There's something what they call Chiyav Hatzola. That we have to try to extend someone's life, save someone. However, in general, there's a Chiyav Hatzola. However, where does the Chiyav Hatzola end? So again, Rav Zalman, Nechemya Goldberg, others point out that based on a pasuk in Yonah, Tov Mosav Michayai, better to be dead in certain cases and to be a, you know, life of suffering, terminal illness, cancer, etc. So therefore, perhaps in this case, or whatever, I'm not talking about a specific case, but in a case where terminally ill, life of pain, so then maybe there is no Chiyav Hatzola at all, and therefore there's no Ritzicha, and there's no Chiyav Hatzola. In other words, yeah, but how do you know, let's say for treatment, how do you know that it has to be, it has to be a case where a person makes a rational request for all of this. That, you know, it's within the means, you know, that an average person would not want to go through all these type of procedures, etc. So Rav Moshe holds, the number one is, even if so they discussed that there's the basic element of, so some want to argue perhaps that is the basic Rav Moshe, Rav Shlomo Zalman, you got to give the basics. People have to breathe and eat. You got to put oxygen in the nose, and you have to feed someone. Where it becomes more dicey, more tricky, is what happens if they can't eat regularly and the oxygen in the nose is not enough. So either you have to get ventilated, intubation, or a feeding tube. So we wouldn't be obligated in that. So therefore, perhaps even according to Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman, according to Rabbi Willig, most poskim, that heroic measures is not necessary. And therefore, if someone's a trefa, and if they're under the category Tov Mosav Michaya, better to be dead than alive, so then you wouldn't have to do this extra type of procedure. Like you chayev to feed them normally, but perhaps heroic measures of ventilation, then one would not be obligated to do. And perhaps, maybe, not even permitted to do. Because you're causing a person to suffer a life of pain. What about another gedolim add to it, someone who's unconscious, you're unaware, and it looks like it's irreversible, so then also you wouldn't be obligated to, let's say, do the feeding through the tube and the ventilation. You'll say, but he's not in any pain. He's unconscious. So Rav Moshe says, how do you know he's not in any pain? Even if doctors say he's not, they don't really know. And therefore he says that we assume he is in pain. And I think Rav Sternbuch says, if he's in that stage, that's the stage of Tomosav Michaya. So that's how people, they want to point out, if you assume, so according to, you know, Rav Zalman Nechemia, and some say he rejected this, the approach Rav Willig was giving in one of the Shiurim. And according to that approach, there is, again, every case is different. You got to know who fits into this category. But then, you know, not, there are, you have the Sitzo Yezer of David Bleich, who goes to, that any type of life is better than death, or so you have other post-gim. So, but the most Mako, or I guess Mako, Machmir, depending on Mako in terms of pain, Mako in terms of life, the Machmir in terms of pain, but either, whatever it is, so in theory, you know, according to this approach, one would not be obligated to do a ventilator or feed with the two, but still, as Rory Willig points out, you still want the person to die from congested heart failure or cancer, not from starvation. So even if it's mutter, doesn't mean we have to try to work out to give the person whatever we could do to avoid the pain of starvation and all that, without getting, there's a lot of things I guess in theory one could do. Besides putting a, before you get to feeding in a tube and a ventilator, so you try to get more oxygen, you try to do other ways intravenous, but that's the shaila. The shaila is on this person who's terminally ill, so he's certainly a trefa, we don't know if he's a goses or not. So the shaila is, if you assume it's an iser reticha, so obviously you have to be much more machmer about many things. If you assume there's no iser reticha, as well as no iser, as long as no onesh, and you assume there is no chiyav atzol on someone in this situation, he's in a situation of better to be dead than alive. And it's something, you know, reasonable that most people wouldn't want to be put in that situation. So obviously the basic breathing you have to give, Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's the basics of life. However, the issue is, do you have to go, how far do you have to go? Do you have to go intubation, and do you have to go with tube feeding? So according to many, maybe perhaps you would not if they're in this situation, and maybe you even shouldn't perhaps. And then even if a person's unaware, unconscious, because you can't do any mitzvahs anymore, so some say, they know, why not? He's not in pain. Rav Moshe claims he still is in pain. Even if doctors, they don't know for sure he's not in pain or not. And as well, this type of situation is considered Tov Mosav Michayev. However, we still want to do, even according to this sheet, you don't want the person dying from starvation. That's a terrible way to die. You want the death to be from congested heart failure or some other means, and therefore one has to be careful that we don't do nothing, that one has to at least feed the person as much as we can, as we'll get them nutrition, as well as give them as much oxygen as we can.